Hello everyone. It's nice to know that you enjoy my podcasts. Thank you for your feedback. Please feel free to leave comments on the podcast site or my blog. Today I'm going to make a slightly longer podcast. Actually, this time more of a chatcast as I see it. Talking with you as I would with friends and family. Basically, I'm talking about everyday conversational English. This is language people use when they are chatting to friends and family, and also to people we meet in the street, or on a train, or on a holiday, perhaps. Firstly, I have to say that I am talking about a style of speaking with English as it is spoken in England. As we all know, English is a very widespread language, and many people around the world can speak it. I can only talk about things that I know and my own experience. Although I have not travelled a great deal, over the years my family and I have welcomed people from other countries to stay with us, either through the twin town or language exchanges, or from friends we have met on holiday or correspondence. When people visit us from other countries, we always try to speak in a conversational way that is quite informal. When people learn English in classes, often they are learning a formal style of English. Of course, this is very good at enabling people to learn to make hotel reservations or to buy things in shops, ask directions, etc. But it isn't so useful if you stay with a family or want to chat about things just in an informal way, or just enjoy the opportunity to talk in another language. For an informal chat though, it should always be a less stressful exercise and more enjoyable for you, as there are some differences when speaking in this style. It gives you the chance to learn more about how people live, their likes and dislikes. It gives you an opportunity to make mistakes without worrying, and if you do make mistakes, find some alternative words and phrases that can move the conversation along. It allows you to get to know people better and make friends. It also gives you a better chance to get to know some slang words or even local sayings. It often gives you a chance to share jokes and different expressions. And I think it helps you to think more in the language. What I mean is, for example, to reform sentences before you say them as a casual listener. There are drawbacks. Sometimes native speakers forget that you are a learner and speak faster or use words and expressions that you are unfamiliar with. If you are speaking with a group of native speakers, for instance, at a table when you're eating a meal, they will often speak normally with each other, and sometimes you can feel a bit alone, a bit left out, if you don't understand everything. But here's an example of a formal English and an informal equivalent. Let's imagine a scene in a restaurant, for example. The waiter says, "Good morning, sir. Can I help you? What could I get you, please? Would you like the menu, and would you care to start with some drinks?" You say something like, "Oh, good morning. I would like to have some time to decide. Yes, I would like the menu, please. And firstly, please bring me a glass of wine, and then I can look at the menu." The waiter then says, "Of course, sir, here is the menu, and I will bring you a wine." But let's compare that with a typical scene at home with a friend. So you say, "So, what would you like to eat? Maybe I think you'd like to try some typically English food, such as fish and chips. We could either make them here at home or go to a fish and chip shop and buy some. What do you think?" "You know, I really like fish and chips, and I'm sure you'd like them. Did you know that we put vinegar on them? really makes them taste better, I think. Maybe you'd like it. If you don't like it, it's okay. Just try some salt or mayonnaise. And you say, oh yes, I think I'd like to try fish and chips. I've never eaten them before. So your friend says, well, I'd try them if I were you, because now you're here in England, you know, they are one of the most well-known meals in England, and you can find fish and chip shops in nearly every town and village in Britain. And then you say, really? So they are very popular then? Your friend says, yes, really popular. Although I find that some shops sell fish and chips which taste better than others. Then you say, oh, yes, I'd love to try them. Thanks for the suggestion. I'm trying to show that with this conversation with a friend, there is more language used to discuss something like choosing a meal. Also, more information is usually discussed. What to try, whether to buy or make them at home, maybe try some vinegar, or some information about how popular fish and chips are, and some information about how many fish and chip shops there are in England. So the informal conversation would often involve more information being given without asking for it, and also mean you will need to listen more carefully. In an informal situation or friendly conversation, I'd is often used instead of I would. I'd like that, for example. I'll is often used instead of I will. Yes, I'll try it, instead of yes, I will try it. Words are added like, you know, I think, maybe, it's okay, well, so. More questions are asked to get information back from you, such as, what about, would you like, how about? So when you're in an informal situation, you need to listen more and allow the conversation to develop. You don't need to say much more than in the formal situation if you choose not to. I'll now use some informal language to tell you something about England. Well, what can I say about England? It's a nice place to visit, with many interesting places, I think. You know, we could talk a lot about the weather in England. People say it rains a lot here, but I think it's often cloudy. It's always nice travelling around England to different places. I like the Lake District, so many lovely hills and mountains, wonderful scenery. It's particularly nice in autumn. You know, it's a while since I went there, maybe a few years now, but perhaps we should have a trip there, maybe soon. What do you think? Now, a more formal version of this would be, what can I say about England? It is a nice place to visit with many interesting places. We do talk a lot about weather in England. People say that it rains a lot here, but I think it is often cloudy weather that gives this impression. It is always good to travel around England to visit different places. I very much like the Lake District with its many lovely hills and mountains. It has such wonderful scenery, and it is particularly nice to see it in the autumn. It has been a while since I went there. I believe it is a few years ago. Perhaps we should have an excursion to the Lake District. Perhaps soon. What do you think? I hope you can hear and read the differences in style between the formal and the informal that shows the first example as more conversational to the second example, which sounds more like a presentation. Both use slightly different word choices and language style. However, they are both discussing the same thing. So take care and see you next time. Bye.